Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Chapter 3, Paragraph 2, Paragimel, Mishnah Bet, looking at Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim Omer, Havi Mispala B'Shlomo Shalmalcha She'el Mali Mora Ish Et Re'ehu Chaim B'lo'o. Rabbi Chanina Ben Trajan Omer, Ein Shnaim She'yosh V'im B'nehem Devei Torah HaReza Moshev Leitzim. Shenemar Uva Moshev Leitzim. Lo Yoshev Ava Shnaim She'yoshim V'yishmim Devei Torah Shechina Shroi B'nehem Shenemar Azan Zabri Yirei Hashem Isha V'yeyu V'yakshev Hashem V'yishma V'yikasev Zeker Zikaron Lefanav L'yirei Hashem L'chosh V'yishmom Ein Li'ela Shnaim Inai She'afil Echad She'yoshiv Osek B'torah Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kovei Alo Sachar Shenemar Yeshiv Adad V'yidom Ki Yenotel Alav. A big Mishnah, but always a wonderful Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Segan of the Kohanim says, who is this? The Segan was the highest ranking Kohen besides the Kohen Gadol himself. The Rambam points out in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, if the Kohen Gadol could not do the service in the temple on Yom Kippur, the Skan would take his place, as Yoma points out in 39a. Pray for the well-being of the government, whether it is Jewish or non-Jewish, as Rashi Meiri point out, because if were it not for the fear of government, people would swallow each other alive. This figure of speech is based on the verse in Chavakuk, you made men like fish in the sea, just as a large fish can swallow a smaller fish without chewing them first. Strong person can completely overwhelm those who are weaker than he is. It is only the fear of being caught and punished by the government that deters him from doing so, as Rav points out from Avodah Zarah. Alternatively, Rav Chanina's point is that a person should not pray only for himself, but also for all the people in the world. He should feel the pain of every human being. For this reason, a person is required to pray for the welfare of the government, because when the government functions properly, everyone benefits, as Rabbi Yenu Yonah points out. So we need to understand that we need a government, we need law and order, we need a set and system of laws in our life. The next teaching is the first of many that stress the importance of learning Torah at every opportunity. Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan says, when two people sit together but no words of Torah are spoken between them, it is a sitting of mockers. If people use their spare time to hold a meeting in which they talk about worthless things instead of Torah, they have poured scorn on the Torah, God forbid. A gathering of this kind is described in the Pasuk as a sitting of mockers, Rabbi Yonah points out. They are like someone who is put in front of a pile of coins and told that he may keep as many coins as he counts within a certain time. If he does not bother to count the coins, even though he has nothing else to do, he is mocking them by showing that they are utterly worthless to him. Similarly, a person who knows the great reward for learning Torah and yet fails to learn when he has the chance is guilty of mocking the Torah, Tosfos Yontov points out. And the Mishnah says, as it is stated in Tehillim, and at a sitting of mockers he did not sit, rather the Torah of God is his desire. The verses imply that he did not join the mockers because he wanted to learn Torah. Thus, a sitting of mockers is a meeting in which Torah is not learned. Rambam commentary, Rabbi Yonah points out, the reference is to a meeting of two people because the term mockers is in the plural, which implies at least two, and Machzorvichi points out. But when two people sit together and words of Torah are spoken between them, the divine presence is found between them. That is, Hashem watches over them and grants them greater understanding, that Tiferes Yisrael points out, as it is stated in Malachi. Then those who fear Hashem spoke one man to another. God paid attention and listened, as in written in the book of memory before him. This is done for those who fear God and give thought to his name. The words one man to another imply two people, Rav points out. They are described as God-fearing people. When such people speak, they speak words of Torah. It is stated that God pays attention and listens to them. The verse thus shows that the divine presence is found where two people discuss Torah, as Machzorvichi points out. I have proof from here only that two people who speak words of Torah to each other are rewarded. Where do we know that even when one person sits and studies Torah by himself, the Holy One, blessed is he, sets reward for him, as it is stated in Koheles? And Echa, excuse me, he sits alone and studies words of Torah quietly, for he receives reward for this. He says words of Torah quietly to himself as a person does when he studies alone, Rav points out. The Mishnah refers to a person who cannot find someone to study with. One who can learn with a partner should do so, as Machzorvichi points out. So we need to make sure to understand that we need the government. We need those around it. We need law and order to keep us safe, to keep us sane, and to keep us in a proper way. Otherwise, people would destroy each other. And when you sit with other people, you got to learn Torah. Make sure there's Torah at your table. Make sure there's Torah speaking within your family, within your home, if you have guests or the like. And make sure to understand, even when you're studying by yourself, there's still wonderful things that could be had. So make sure to set Torah, to speak Torah, to learn Torah, to get you on your way every single day. Join us next time as we talk about sitting at the table but not saying Torah, God forbid, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.